Chapter 24. Berg. Just look me in the eye, and you all will savvy I mean business. Them stubs and receipts on the table is all yourn. Good day. As the door shut behind him, Nathaniel Letton sprang for the telephone, and Dosett intercepted him. What are you going to do? Dosett demanded. The police. It's downright robbery. I won't stand it. I tell you I won't stand it. Dosett smiled grimly, but at the same time, bore the slender financier back and down into his chair. We'll talk it over, he said, and in Leon Guggenheimer he found an anxious ally. And nothing ever came of it. The thing remained a secret with the three men. Nor did daylight ever give the secret away, though that afternoon, leaning back in his stateroom on the 20th century, his shoes off, and feet on a chair, he chuckled long and heartily. New York remained forever puzzled over the affair, nor could it hit upon a rational explanation. By all rights, Burning Daylight should have gone broke, yet it was known that he immediately reappeared in San Francisco possessing an apparently unimpaired capital. This was evidenced by the magnitude of the enterprises he engaged in, such as, for instance, Panama Mail, by sheer weight of money and fighting power wresting the control away from Shiftily, and selling out in 2 months to the Harriman interests at a rumored enormous advance. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.